This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This has been a fine year for U.S. air carriers. The fuel prices are low, there aren't all that many airlines left, and they're raking in the profits, generally. Although United stock is up, stock in Southwest, Delta, and American Airlines are down sharply this week amid concern that airlines will overreact to the good times and mess it all up for their investors. Tim Fitzsimmons has more.
The basics are good for the airline industry. The planes are fuller and they're flying with fewer empty seats. And as you know, fuel prices are extremely low. Joe Sweeterman, a transportation professor at DePaul University in Chicago, says demand has been strong and ticket prices low.
So the fares out there are actually pretty attractive. And we really thought this was going to be a summer where airlines could, in effect, rake it in.
And investors don't like it when airlines cut prices if it isn't clear that will result in greater market share. In fact, in the past, it's given airlines quite the stomachache when their expansion gets whacked by a spike in fuel prices or a reduction in consumer demand.
Investors are worried that airlines are just going to put too much supply into the marketplace and basically grow more quickly than the economy.
Seth Kaplan is managing partner of Airline Weekly, an industry publication.
And when we look at the schedules for the next bunch of months and into early 2016, airlines are indeed looking to grow more rapidly than the economy.
He says growing too fast means reduced profits and grumpy investors. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.